The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Enda Murphy is with me now, clinical psychotherapist and director of CB.ie, to talk about travelling with anxious children. Children who are anxious about the travelling itself. So Enda, I mean, before we get into kind of advice, I wonder, for some, is the advice just don't go?
Oh, absolutely. The irony of, yeah, we're going to go home now. All right. The irony of putting the word holidays and stress into the same sentence should be a misnomer, should actually answer people's questions.
Oh, really?
And if your children are actually incredibly stressed about going away on holidays, why are you bringing them away on holidays? And I remember about 2 years ago, you did an interview one time, or it wasn't with me, but you were referring to it one time, about you were asking people for their favourite memories of childhood. And not one person talked about their visit to Disneyland or when they went away here, they went away there. It was always about the quality of time they spent with their parents at home. So if you think, you know, just ask yourself, to thine own self be true, why are you going on this holiday with your children? Are you doing it because they will have brilliant memories? Are you doing it? Or do you feel that you have to keep up with the Joneses? Do you have, like, why are you doing this? And especially because the parents are getting stressed out to the gills. So understanding, all right, like I remember during COVID, we doing an interview as well. And, you know, everybody was saying, oh, you know, during COVID with lockdown, the stress levels are going to grow through the roof. And we were talking here and we were saying, no, my clinical experience was the total opposite.
It was a dream.
It was a dream. I loved lockdown because, and everybody loved lockdown because they thought, I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. I now have an excuse to just sit back and maybe not do all these things that I think.
Now, sorry, there's going to be people listening to this thinking, where the hell was Enda 6 months ago when I booked the bloody holiday that we're going on next week?
Well, you didn't ask me to do the interview yeah, 6 months ago.
We should, but we'll book you in now for January next year when people are booking their holidays. So we can tell them, don't do it.
Well, think about next September. When September comes the kids come, just ask yourself the following year, do you really need the stress of the airports and everything? All right, because if you're traveling with kids under seven, all right, it's like the Disneyland, that's not a holiday, Kieran. Young children's not a holiday, at least when they get to teenage years, they're able to do something if they're not too grouchy.
But what if you are going next week? You've already booked it, and you're dealing with people at home who are anxious, they're anxious about every aspect of it. They don't maybe like the routine being upset. Yeah. Lots of kids kind of fall into that category. And maybe they've got specific concerns then around flying or being on a boat out at sea.
Yeah, okay. Well, nobody's listening into this. They just want the quick fix. What am I going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's all to do with the lack of control. You're out of your comfort zone. You don't know how to adapt, all right? A little exercise, if you want to see your adaptability, get an elk, do what I call the buttery knife exercise. Stick it in the butter, stick it in the jam, smear it on the work surface in the middle of where you prepare your meals and leave it there for 48 hours and see how stressed you actually get.
We have awful ants. What? In the house, though. Anyway.
Ants don't eat butter or jam.
Do they not?
No, they don't. I don't think they do.
All
do
right,
they?
Okay.
I remember somebody saying spiders kind of thing, and I said spiders don't do it. Anyway,
right, okay, we'll find out.
Okay, what you can do is that you have to start practicing.
Sorry, but what's the idea of this?
The idea is that if you don't have, if you're getting worked up about things that are absolutely nonsensical, like on your way home this evening, don't pass out any cars on the motorway.
Okay.
And if you do, it's a fiver per vehicle that you have to give to the kids.
Okay.
And if you do that, it's that we just put these huge demands on ourselves. But anyway, you're sitting on the aeroplane, you're not thinking of buttery knives. So the media cure is that we talk about the vagus nerve, and people will have heard the vagus nerve. But the fight or flight response is what's been triggered. And the sympathetic nervous system is all to do with the fight or flight response. All right, so you get anxious and you get panicky. The vagus nerve has all to do with reset and digest. So the vagus nerve is this nerve, this is the 10th cranial nerve, and this comes down. And if you notice about things like acupuncture, the reason acupuncture works for a lot of people is that in areas where the vagus nerve is fairly close to the skin, stimulating the vagus nerve settles the mind.
Okay.
So there's ways you can do it. And if you talk to anybody who goes sea swimming, cold water swimming, that's the most effective way of triggering the vagus nerve, which soothes the thing. Another thing you can do is just where you put in your earrings, if you put your finger just below there, you'll find a tiny little hole at the facial maxillary joint.
Right? Yeah.
And if you massage with your middle finger in that point, you're stimulating the vagus nerve, and that will calm your anxiety.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do that for a minute.
Yeah, well, it won't make great radio now. People are just listening to me rub my jaw for a minute.
Yeah. Another way you can do it is with sound, all right? So if you don't want to go sea swimming, you can put your face in icy water, cold water. So when you're on holidays, if you're getting stressed out, have as cool a shower as you can actually do, okay? And then the last one is what's called brown noise. And brown noise is, if you're on the airplane and you're getting really, really anxious, close your eyes and listen to the sound of the engines. And focus on that sound. That's called brown noise, and it's at 536 hertz or something like that.
Yeah.
And that triggers the vagus nerve to calm.
And say, can you use that, say, rubbing the vagus nerve, say, the days in advance? You know, some kids will start get, it won't be on the plane, it might be a week in advance. Yeah. They kind of, you notice they're a bit out of sorts, their head is fried, they're stressing about lots of other things, and you realise this is the holiday, actually.
Your brain cannot differentiate whether you're getting anxious about something real or something in your thinking. So the first thing you have to do is to challenge your thinking. It's my thinking that's wrong. This is why I'm getting anxious. Now you can switch it off and it'll be effective. So all these vagus nerve stimulations are incredibly effective in actually just switching off the anxiety if you've done the thinking change first.
Some kids as well, like we say, it's not so much the flight, it's just the change in routine as well, isn't it? Yeah, and lots of parents of anxious kids I know at this stage, a couple of weeks left in the summer, they can't wait for school to start.
Absolutely.
Because the kids thrive and they love the certainty. But they just love the certainty of what we're doing every day.
And we are all creatures of habit. And when we step outside, and you know, who was it said at one time, the survival is not determined by your intelligence or strength, but your ability to adapt. And we are not good adapters. We don't adapt. So that's the reason people go on holidays for a week or go away for 2 weeks. What happens after 2 weeks? You either start getting bored, but when you're away, you're out of your comfort zone. You're out of your comfort zone. And I remember, you know, my sister going camping one time and it was lashing rain and they were stuck in a tent down in Mayo. And they had the two young kids with them. And that was it. They're never coming here again. And there was another family in the tent next door. And suddenly they had two young children as well. And it was the second day of this. And they were thinking, right, we're just going to give up and we're just going to go home. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly my brother-in-law heard the little one next door going, Daddy. And of course, Daddy goes, yeah, what? All right. And she says, are we having fun yet? And anybody who's ever gone away with children. Anybody who's ever gone away with children, for starters, don't. For the first couple of years, just stay at home, all right?
Yeah.
It's you putting that demands on yourself. But if the kids are getting anxious, okay, they're, you know, what are they actually getting anxious about? But they, you know, understanding at that age, especially younger kids, they don't have the ability to switch off the actual, they don't have the regulation to be able to switch off the anxiety. So what you want to do is you want to give them these little skills. And if you just go Google, just Google vagal nerve stimulation, you'll find loads of them. Or else talk to somebody who does an awful lot of cold water swimming and they will say that for your mental health, there is nothing better.
Great advice as always. And listen, thanks a million for coming into us. Enda Murphy is a clinical psychotherapist. He's the director of SeeMe.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.